Meeting. And since you're standing up, Mr. Meyer, we're going to call the meeting in order, and you can lead us in a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call was taken. I know Mr. Adler and Mr. Dodd had family situations tonight they had to attend to, and I knew Miss Lisa was going to be out of town, and got Mr. Goggin and also Mr. Blazer, so we do have five people absent. Okay. Could I have a motion to approve the minutes, Helen, for the March 18th?
To approve the previous board meeting minutes.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Yeah. On the question, all in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Just before I don't forget, we have a resolution commemorating the 100th year of remembrance for the Armenian genocide of 1915. Art, would you like to make that a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, County Board Member.
You do
I move
that
this be accepted.
And you have a copy on your desk. Is there a second?
Second.
Have a second on the question. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. It's been approved.
Thank you.
Leah, I'm going to let you go first. We have some students here on the Healthy Living Bookmark Contest, and I'm going to let you take charge.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And Mr. Meyer, if you want to join us.
This is the third year for the Air Quality Bookmark Contest here in Madison County, and we were lucky enough to receive over 415 applicants this year from 14 different schools. And they are here tonight to receive their gift. This was a campaign originally started by Metro East Citizens Air Quality, as well as Planning and Development and the Health Department, along with MCT and Ride Finders. This year, we did so well, the last 2 years, that the federal U.S. EPA actually wanted to pilot our program. So we've got national recognition here tonight with Megan Gavin from the U.S. EPA in Chicago, as well as Marta Fuoco. So she's from the U.S. EPA, so they'll be presenting our awards tonight as well. Important to know that out of the 415 applicants and contestants, we chose six in a K through 2 category, 3 through 5, and 5th and 6th. We chose six winners, first and second. First place winners will receive a Kindle Fire from the Planning and Development Department in recognition of all their efforts. Second place will receive a U.S. EPA package. First place also receives a U.S. EPA package to recognize those winners, as well as printing courtesy of Ride Finders and MCT of all the bookmarks in their local libraries. So, without further ado, the first place winner for K through 2 is Grace Fenton from Highland. Grace's mom and dad are Jesse and Jeremy, and she is here with Miss Kriegas from Highland Primary.
Is that right? Oh, wait. My fault.
She's taking them away from us.
That is yours, little lady. She's got so much prize stuff.
All right.
Sorry, Rick, no Kindle for you.
Now, what would you rather have, this certificate with my name on or the Kindle?
Kindle.
On a
$20.
That was cute.
Thank you. There you go.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Maybe a future politician. Yeah.
Good job, Grace. Our second place winner in the K through 2 category is Taylor Partridge from South Roxana Elementary. She is with her mom, Megan, and the Green Schools coordinator is Terry Wardle.
goodies here.
That's for you. Thanks, Taylor.
Thank you.
Very good.
The third and fifth category for first place is Nola Brandmeier from Columbus Elementary in Edwardsville. And she, her parents are out of the country, so she's here with her aunt tonight. So thank you, aunt. And this Green Schools coordinator is Claudia Cass. Second place winner from Frohart Elementary in Granite City is Max Smith, and he is with his grandparents, Caroline and George, and his Green School coordinator is Claudia Cass. Our sixth through eighth competition is the first place winner getting a Kindle tonight is Emily Dixon from St. Mary's Middle School in Alton. And her father, Corey, is here with her to receive the award. And our second place winner is Stephanie Camp. She's from Roxana Junior High, and she is here with her parents, Rich and Penny, and her coordinator is Jen Russell. Again, to all of our partners, MCT, Ride Finders, Madison County Health Department, Planning and Development, and MECAP, as well as this year's new partner, US EPA. We appreciate all of your support. Thanks to all the winners.
Alan, real quick, I just want to thank you for this. These awards are really neat, and this year it's kind of special. One of my daughter's friends won, Emily Dixon. Emily's a phenomenal soccer player. Probably we start next year for Marquette. So we're glad to have her. She's also a very good volleyball player, but seems to forget how to play volleyball. Several times in matches, the ball's been hit to her, and Emily headed it rather than use her hands. But she headed it perfectly, so she does a good thing. And if you know her parents, thank goodness for Stacy, because Corey, not an athlete, buddy.
And thank you for the parents being here tonight, too. So thank you. Okay, we have two other speakers that I have on the agenda tonight. The first one is William Lyles, Jr. Is he here today? Just to let you know the rules, you can talk up to 3 minutes. After you go 2.5, you're going to hear me do the gavel one time, and then I'll close you down after 3 minutes. And I won't start until you start.
My name is William R. Lyles, Jr. I live at 10 Wheat Ridge in Collinville, Illinois. And I'm here to speak in reference to a special usage permit for Mrs. Gail DeClure, as well as a variance for her pole barn. My property is just north of hers. We share a common real property line. So what goes on her property affects me, vice versa. So apparently some of the other people just supports my position is not here because we attended the zoning committee's meeting and then he got a further review. So I'm surprised that I was called. I didn't learn about that, until a few minutes ago before I came in. Okay. So I understand that once they make that recommendation, then we'll have to do this again. We'll have to come back for another meeting. Is that correct?
That's probably
correct. So I'm not sure if it'll do any good for me testifying here.
What I would suggest is probably that you go to the committee meeting and testify at the committee meeting. Is that fair, Mr. Maher?
He's been there.
Okay, so you've been there. But you're more than welcome to come next meeting. If it comes up on the board, you're more than welcome.
Would I be able to testify then?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So right now, with that not before you, so I'm just sort of wondering.
Okay. That's fine. I would just maybe come next meeting then.
Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, it's tabled for this month.
Just for the issue he was talking about has been tabled for this meeting, so it won't be coming up until next month. Okay. Thank you. The other speaker is Mr. Bob Despain. And, Bob, of course, you know the rules, so we'll wait until you get down here. Take your time.
Good evening, Bob Despain, Collinsville. First, I express my gratitude to the county clerk for printing my name correctly in the September 17, 14 minutes. At that meeting, my main topic was the Attorney General compelling the city of Collinsville to allow non-residents to speak. But it took over a year for the AG to make that decision. I wanted to file an FOI complaint with the AG last February. I learned that their complaints had almost doubled from 2010 to 2014. And it's understandable why decisions were taking over a year. So on March 13th, I emailed Mr. McGuire to message the Collinsville Library to comply with a law that says their website has to state how to make online requests. In just a few days, I was informed that they now comply, and my gratitude to Mr. McGuire is expressed. I then faxed a request to the library on 214 for their W-2 forms. The employer forms were timely furnished, but some redactions were inappropriate. On March 17th, I then requested the employees' forms. The library responded with, quote, "I need further explanation of your request. Our lawyer read your request and agreed with what I gave you as a reply," end of quote. Section 3 of the Act says each public body shall either comply with or deny within 5 days, and about 20 days has expired as of now. I bring this to your attention because I did not want to wait until the meeting next month and to also encourage the state's attorney's office to continue the investigation, what appears to be some clear violations. Library District Barbara Rhodes received a certificate of completion of the FOI online training 3 years ago. Her 2014 wages were about $73,000. Considering one-third more for benefits puts her at a cost to the taxpayers of approximately $97,000. I would hope that she would know how to handle this request, and I look forward to the state's attorney's office to helping out on it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Distain. Okay. This is up to the board. We have a list of appointments on here. I can certainly have the county clerk read all those. If anybody has any questions on any of them.
I make a motion we do an omnibus.
Yes.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the appointment.
Mr. Chairman, can we? I just had a question on number 14.
Okay.
Can I just ask the questions?
Sure.
Okay. A while back, I understand the law has changed, I think, Joe. The past, it was the highest vote getter of a contested race, and they changed the rules or the laws that it's just the highest vote getter. And at one point, it was asked that Mr. Gibbons get an opinion from the Attorney General. Has he done that yet?
The opinion has been requested. I spoke with the Chief of the Opinions Bureau of the Attorney General's office late this morning. It is still in the drafting stage. We've not yet received it.
And then if the opinion comes back as in the past, which I don't know if it will, then what happens? Do they go back? And again, the person that some people are speaking about, to me, has done a phenomenal job. She is a wonderful person. We had a meeting in November, Mr. Chairman, and I said I have nothing but high praise for what she's done. I think she's done a good job. But my question is if it comes back and it's supposed to be the highest vote getter of the contested race, then what happens at that point?
We're following the law as it's written.
If we
get a different opinion, then we'll proceed accordingly. We'll have to review it at that time. This may work itself out. If it does come out differently, there may be an opportunity to correct it at some point this year still. So
okay.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted
right.
to know. Like I said, I think that this young lady has done a phenomenal job. It does not my question does not reflect anything about her. I don't want anybody to take it that way because she's done a phenomenal job. So we could, if something happens down the road and there has to be a change, we can address it at that point.
At that okay. time.
Did they
anticipate I mean, we did. Mike and I had this meeting, I think it was 6 months ago. Did they anticipate a ruling quickly because the previous ruling said basically common sense says it's a contested race. And I agree with Mike. It's nothing against anybody involved in the process. But it does seem if we don't, you know, we should proceed properly, right?
I understand that.
Yeah.
They did not give me any kind of timeline when I spoke with them this morning about when to expect the opinion.
Really? Because it doesn't seem that complicated to me, really, but...
Well, they have a lot of requests for opinions, and
yeah.
they do them in the order that they deem appropriate, I guess. So.
Okay. Mr. Yeah. Chairman, I have another request,
sure.
if I may. You know, we make these appointments, and one of the things I think would add some transparency and maybe some additional visibility would be maybe to have a contact person for the governmental entity involved, you know, that like who the fire chief is, in case we wanted to contact someone about that, and also the annual salaries, because I realize a lot of these folks are volunteers, but we have everything on here from, you know, fire districts to streetlight districts, and what I wouldn't want to see happen is that we're appointing people to strange boards, and, you know, and they end up making, you know, an exorbitant amount of money a year. And would that be a possibility that we could add a contact person for the governmental agency involved and the annual salary?
When they come here, I go through the board members. I'm making the appointments, as you all know. So a lot of these people, and I think the only ones, if I'm not mistaken, that are paid on this, to my knowledge, would be the board of review.
There's a few. I'm not sure the contact person. I mean...
Maybe the levy district makes like $100 a meeting.
The board members really are our contacts. Now they may hire a fire chief or something like that, but I mean we can, you know, maybe come up with phone numbers or something like that and add that to the list that we give to the board for these appointments if you'd like. As far as the salaries, I mean, that would be an undertaking to find out. I mean, there are some small districts that may have a stipend of $100 a year or $200 or $300.
Right.
I don't know. But the statute does, in some cases, allows for something like that. But they're not huge salaries. They would just be small stipends like that.
Yeah, but, I know that. Well, yeah. I understand that most of these folks are volunteers, and I appreciate that. But a lot of them aren't, and I just wanted to make sure that would make me feel more comfortable in, for example, streetlight districts. You know, that could be that just, and we have three of them here tonight, and that just seems a little, you know, I would assume that they're volunteering, but we don't know that, right?
There,
and aren't these individuals paid by those districts and not by the county?
Yeah, they would be paid by their
districts.
All we
do is appoint the board. They right. have the statutory authority as a board then
right.
to follow whatever their statute is. You know, we've got over 300 of these on our master list, and you know, we try to manage them between the clerk's office and the county board office and our communications with the board members. I mean, if you need more information, we'll try to put it together. That's not a problem.
Well, I don't think that's so much necessary, Joe. I think they can just contact the county board member from that area. Like, if you have any questions about the Glen Carbon Fire Protection District, please call me. I can explain. I know the people that make up the Fire Protection District and the appointment, and I think everybody's responsible for their own county board district with these appointments.
Well, I have a kind of a thing about that to what Brenda's saying. For instance, Brad and I were just talking about Tri-Township, and I could understand him thinking that was Troy, but it's actually my district. So in that case, wouldn't you put every county board member's name next to it? Well, we do, don't we?
The list, we do put the district numbers next to it. And, you know, and we depend on you all to, you know, come back to us if you have any changes or recommendations or anything like that. That's why I try to get this big April appointment list out early.
Yeah.
And a lot of these are out in the unincorporated areas, and the vast majority of them are in the districts that have large unincorporated, like District 3. It has a lot of appointments on our list and everything. So, I mean, you know, someone like Bill Meyer is pretty in tune with this and communicates with us when these appointments come up.
What is a streetlight district? I mean, what are they?
So some of these unincorporated areas formed a taxing district to tax ourselves to pay for installing and paying the electric bill for streetlights.
In the country or something
yes.
that has
right.
streetlights.
Right. Cities don't really have streetlight districts, but these are unincorporated areas.
Okay.
Well, I guess my point is that Illinois, I think, leads the nation in various governmental entities. And I think there's many people think there's a lot of waste in that, and it would just increase some visibility. I don't think it's a big ask as they percolate up the person, you know, who is the fire chief of X, you know, and how much is this person going to make. And it isn't, I shouldn't use fire departments as an example, but it doesn't seem like that's a big ask to me. But if it's overly burdensome,
we can send a letter to the districts and ask them to provide us with compensation.
Yeah. I have no problems with that.
We can do that. We just don't know because the board has no role in that other than appoint the board members. But we can solicit the information.
Okay. Yeah. It's not a problem. We have a motion and a second on the question. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Finance Government Operations Committee, Mr. Minner.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, the Finance Committee has six items for your consideration this evening. We have summary report of claims and transfers, immediate emergency appropriation corner fee fund, immediate emergency appropriation 2015 VCA/AFIX grant, immediate emergency appropriation 2013 BJA Adult Drug Treatment Court Grant, resolution approving construction contract for the Southwestern Illinois Flood Prevention Council, a resolution to purchase a 5-year land record life cycle extension for the Madison County Recorder's Office. This is signed by six members of the committee. I move your approval.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on the question.
I have a question for one of those issues.
Yes, Mr. Madison.
the resolution to purchase a 5-year land records lifecycle extension for the Madison County Recorder's Office at $301,705. Could you explain what that is? I really don't know.
It's one of the systems that the Recorder's Office use for recording documents. It's something they've had for several years, and I believe this renewal raises the price from $55,000 to $60,000. Is that correct, Amy? Is she up there? And this is software that records documents? And
this is the main software that we use to record documents within our office. It's for, involves the scanning process, and allows us to keep track of all the documents that go through and provide reports. It is the software that we base our recording program on. And it's been in effect since, with this particular vendor, since 1996.
Any other questions?
No other vendors offer this?
It is offered by other vendors. However, we have had excellent service with the vendor that we've used. We find that the price that we have is actually less than what similarly situated counties are paying for the same service with the same vendor.
Is it something we go out for bid on?
They may have the first time they selected them, but this is, just keeping the same software vendor is what it is. So they just get revisions in their agreement.
Very good.
Okay. Roll call.
Batteries? Kristen.
Just go up there. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Minner?
That's all, sir.
Okay, Grants Committee, if you could bring in both C and D.
Thank you, Mr. Hello. Chairman, fellow county board members. Under C, the Grants Committee has a resolution authorizing an amendment to the Community Development Block Grant Fund Program for the Village of Pontoon Beach. And under D, we have two resolutions, a resolution authorizing the release of a request for proposal for an operator of the Madison County One-Stop Shop by the Madison County Employment and Training Department. And two, a resolution authorizing the release of a request for proposal for in and out of school youth programs in Madison Bond County by the Madison County Employment and Training Department. I move for their adoption.
We have a motion. Second. Is there a second?
Second.
On the question, roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Malone?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. Health Department Committee, Mr. Holliday.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, I ask the activity place be reported on file, and I have two more items. I have a resolution reappointing Jennifer Weller and David Ayers to 3-year terms ending April the 1st, 2018, and I make a motion that this resolution be approved.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Second on the question. Do we have a second?
Second.
It's a voice.
It's a voice vote. Second on the question. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Go ahead, Mr. Holliday.
I also have a proclamation. Whereas National Youth HIV and AIDS Awareness Day is a nationwide observance that calls on people to take action to invest in the health, education, and leadership of young people. And whereas in the United States, almost 40% of new HIV infections are young people ages 13 to 20, whereas 1.6 per 100,000 young people of Illinois are living with HIV, and 60% of HIV positive youths across the country do not know they carry the HIV virus, and whereas youth activists and their allies will plan a variety of activities throughout the month of April that foster awareness and stimulate action to support young people impacted by HIV and AIDS, and whereas National Youth HIV and AIDS Awareness Day will provide a yearly date for all to behold leaders responsible for initiating and or participating in local efforts to promote an AIDS-free generation, and therefore be it proclaimed that Alan J. Dunson, Chairman of the Madison County Board of Health, do hereby proclaim April the 10th, 2015, as National Youth HIV and AIDS Awareness Day in Madison County, and encourage all local residents to join in observing the day. Adopted this 15th day of April, 2015.
Make that a motion?
Yes, I do.
We have a motion. Second?
Second.
On the question, all in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Anything else, Mr. Holliday?
That's all I have, sir.
Okay, thank you. Judiciary Committee, Public Safety and Finance Government Operations, Mr. Brazier is not here. Go ahead, Ms. Clasper, if you want to bring that in.
Mr. Chairman and fellow board members, your Judiciary, Public Safety, and Finance and Government Committees has one resolution, and it's a resolution to purchase two new model year 2015 all-wheel drive sedan police interceptor replacement vehicles for the Madison County Sheriff's Office, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a second. On the question, roll call. Because it's a print poo.
No.
Oh. There you got it. Motion carried. Since you're up, Ms. Clasper, I'm going to pass G and let you do number H.
And your Public Safety Committee would like to submit its report covering amusement licenses, and I ask it be placed on file.
We will do that. Thank you, Ms. Clasper. We'll go back to G. Mr. Maher, Planning Development Committee.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Planning Development Committee has the following resolutions for your approval. Please note that Z150021, the petition of Gail DeClue, has been tabled for 30 days by the committee. Zoning resolutions, resolution authorizing the demolition of unsafe buildings and structures. I so move.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
On the question, roll call. Anything else, Mr. Maher?
That is all, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, Mr. Tricano.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee has property trustee resolution, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Second. Give somebody a second on a machine. Yeah, we got it. On the question, roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Tricano?
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Simonison, if you want to bring in Transportation Committee.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Transportation Committee has five resolutions. Number one is a resolution for the improvement by the county under the Illinois Highway Code. Number two is a utility relocation fund resolution on Rankin Road widening and resurfacing project. And number three is an agreement funding resolutions for rural, local, and agency traffic signal upgrade program. And number four is a report for bids, 2015 motor fuel tax, road district bituminous material. And number five is a report for bids of 2015 motor fuel tax, county bituminous material. Approved by all members, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Got a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Simonism?
No, thank you.
Anything under new business? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Have a motion, second. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
Hi, Jennifer.
Yeah.
why they were there in the first place, I don't know. But.
Ben, flash light. Have a good night, Larry.
You too.
See you later.